शिक्षार्थियों श्रोताओं, हम आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं सीनियर सेकेंडरी में आज जो सब्जेक्ट वो है बायोलॉजी, और हम बात करेंगे सम कॉमन ह्यूमन डिसीजेज के बारे में। तो आपको बता दें कि आज हमारे साथ इस सब्जेक्ट पे जानकारी देने के लिए बनी हुई है और ये अकेडमिक ऑफिसर प्रसंग मित्रा सूर्यपानी जी। मैम, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है हमारे साथ।
धन्यवाद रूपा।
तो मैम, मैं चाहूंगी प्लीज आप चर्चा को शुरू कीजिए।
बिल्कुल। टुडे इज द टॉपिक ऑफ सम कॉमन ह्यूमन डिजीज। First, we'll see what we will learn while reading or learning about this lesson. It's what is disease and learn its type. We will try to understand and differentiate between parasite and pathogen. We will also understand what is the difference between infection and infestation. And we will list out the symptoms, causative agents, preventions and control of influenza, measles, polio, hepatitis, tuberculosis, diphtheria, leprosy, malaria and filariasis and dengue. We will also identify certain disease that is caused by the improper functioning of some organs of the body system. Describe the causes, symptoms and prevention and cure for hypertension. List the symptoms. We will also list out the symptoms of and the methods of diagnosing coronary heart disease and some preventive measures. So step by step we will come to know about the different diseases, either related to cell regulation disorder or due to some immune system related disorder or sexually transmitted disease. We will come to know about the type of disease. So, what is disease? Any malfunctioning process which interferes with the normal functioning of the body is called a disease. So, we can say, in other words, disease may be defined as a disorder in the physical, physiological, psychological, or social state of person caused due to nutritional deficiency, physiological disorder, genetic disorder, pathogen, or any other reason. What are the types of disease? There are two types of disease, one which presents since birth and another one which develops after birth. So, which presents since birth known as congenital disease and which develop after birth acquired disease. So, acquired disease can be differentiated into two parts, that is communicable disease and non-communicable disease. Communicable disease are those diseases that spread from infected person to healthy person. But non-communicable disease do not spread from a diseased person to a healthy person. Non-communicable disease is further divided into five subcategories. That is degenerative disease, deficiency disease, allergies, cancer and other diseases. So, degenerative disease caused due to the malfunctioning of vital body organ. Okay, so deficiency disease caused due to lack of nutrients in diet. When usually people used to say, or our elders or most of the doctors and dietitian recommend us to eat balanced diet. But whenever there is a lack of any nutrient in the diet, it causes deficiency of some deficiency diseases. Allergies caused due to hypersensitivity of the body to certain foreign substances. Cancer caused due to uncontrolled growth of cells or tissues. And other diseases are caused due to various physical agents or any other reasons. So, acquired disease generally divided into infectious disease, degenerative disease, deficiency disease, cancer. So, acquired disease studied under two categories, communicable disease and non-communicable, which I have told you. The disease which can be transmitted from an infected person to healthy person, it's a communicable disease. And non-communicable disease are those diseases which do not spread from any affected person to a healthy person. So, sometime in examination also, this question comes into your question paper. Like, it's a very important question. What are the difference between communicable disease and non-communicable diseases? So, communicable diseases caused by some biological agents such as virus, bacteria, protozoans. But non-communicable disease maybe due to some malfunctioning of some vital organ or deficiency of nutrients. So communicable disease is spread from one person to another through contact, water, air and food. But non-communicable disease do not spread from one person to another by contact. The concern of the disease involves the society as these are related to community health. The concern of the disease is restricted to the individual only in non-communicable disease. So it's a very simple thing to understand that communicable means it communicate from one person to another, and non-communicable diseases like it will not communicate from any affected person to healthy person. So what are the modes of spread of communicable diseases? What could be the reasons how these communicable type of modes of spread of communicable disease? So direct transmission and indirect transmission would be the mode of this spread of diseases. So direct transmission, the pathogen of disease infect a healthy person directly without an intermediate agent. It can take place by various means, such as direct contact between the infected person and the healthy person. There is no need of any intermediate agent for the spread. Droplet infection, the infected person throw out tiny droplets of mucus by coughing, sneezing or spitting. These droplets may contain the pathogen. By inhaling the air containing the droplets, a healthy person may get the infection. Disease like common cold, pneumonia, influenza, measles, tuberculosis, whooping cough, and spread through droplet infection. And contact with soil and animal bite. Sometime contact with contaminated soil, the disease causing virus and bacteria comes into the contact of healthy person. Animal bite, virus of rabies are introduced through the wound caused by the bite of rabid animals like dogs. The virus is present in the saliva of the rabid animals. So indirect transmission includes the disease reaches the human body through some intermediate agent. It can take place by various means, such as house flies, mosquitoes and cockroaches, or airborne, or object-borne, or waterborne. So by vectors such as house flies, mosquitoes and cockroaches, like house flies carries the causative organism of cholera on their legs and mouth part from the faces and sputum of infected person to food and drink and contaminate them. When this contaminated food is taken by any healthy person, he gets the infection. Similarly, mosquitoes carry virus of dengue and malarial parasite, which causes malaria. Airborne diseases is like where the transmission of disease is through air. The pathogen may reach humans with air and dust. The epidemic typhus spread by inhalation of dried faces of infected fly. So these are the certain modes of transmission through which disease can be transferred from affected person to healthy person. So as you can see in your lesson or book, we have mentioned some important terms to remember, that there are certain terms which you have to study by which you can come to know about what are the different terminology used in this related chapter. So there is one important, I'll talk about some important terms, and this is epidemic. Epidemic spreading of disease among a large number of people, causing a huge loss of life in the same place for some time, like plague, like COVID, like COVID, corona. Like nowadays we can say corona is epidemic disease, in which a large number of people causing a huge loss of life in the same place for some time. endemic, a disease which is regularly found among a particular group of people, goiter, restricted to a certain locality where the the consumption of salt is very less. People usually have this kind of disease, goiter. Communicable disease, infectious disease. Now, disease which is spread from one disease person to another through contaminated food or water or through insecticide and animals are called the communicable disease, which we have already mentioned. These are caused by different causative agents. So, disease caused by viruses, chickenpox, measles, poliomyelitis, and certain diseases we have given the symptoms and prevention and care of these diseases: rabies, hepatitis, and influenza, dengue. So, disease caused by virus, we have mentioned the pathogen name and the mode of transmission and incubation period, means how many days it will last to the person. It takes 12 to 20 days to recover from the disease. So, pathogen in chickenpox virus is varicella, and the mode of transmission is by contact or through scabs. So, incubation period is 12 to 20 days. And what are the symptoms? These are fever, headache, and loss of appetite, dark red colored rash on the back and chest, which is spread on the whole body. Later, rashes change into vesicles. So we have talked about this chicken pox. जैसे अभी हमने वी हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट द चिकन पॉक्स द कम्युनिकेबल डिजीज नाउ अडेज वी आर फेसिंग कोरोना वायरस डिजीज एज infectious disease. As we are talking about the communicable disease, so there is a point this is a very necessary point to discuss. This is very important topic to be discussed right now about the coronavirus disease. This is the disease which is infectious and caused by newly discovered coronavirus. Most people infected with the COVID-19 virus will experience mild to moderate respiratory illness and recover without requiring a special treatment. So what is the coronavirus disease? Coronavirus are a large family of respiratory virus known to cause illness, ranging from the common cold to more severe illnesses such as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. The current outbreak has been caused by a strain of coronavirus that had not previously detected anywhere in the world before the outbreak was reported in Wuhan, China in December 2019. What are the types of coronavirus? Coronavirus are a large family of viruses that are known to cause illness ranging from the common cold to severe disease. So, how does this disease spread? The new coronavirus is a respiratory virus which is spread primarily through droplet generated when an infected person cough or sneeze, or through droplet of saliva or discharge from the nose. To protect yourself, please clean your hands frequently with an alcohol-based hand rub or wash them with soap and water. So who is at risk for coronavirus? People of all ages can be infected by the new coronavirus. Older people and people with pre-existing any medical condition such as obesity, asthma, diabetes, heart disease appear to be more vulnerable to becoming severely ill with this virus. WHO advises people of all ages to take steps to protect themselves from the virus, for example, by following good hand hygiene and good respiratory hygiene. So, can COVID-19 be transmitted through feces or urine? Yeah, this one study found viable SARS-CoV-2 in the urine of one patient. Three studies have cultured virus from stool specimen. So there have been no published report of transmission of this through feces or urine. So any pregnant woman at a high risk from COVID-19, pregnant women, or recently the reports have suggested that the pregnant women who are older, overweight, and have pre-medical conditions such as hypertension and diabetes seem to have an increased risk of developing severe COVID-19. When pregnant women develop severe disease, they have also seemed to require more care in intensive care unit than non-pregnant women of reproductive age. So how can we down stress during the coronavirus pandemic? Take up a relaxation practice when regular practice of the delivering of this yoga and deep breathing meditations. This will help you out to overcome from this coronavirus stress or pandemic. So people used to say, used to ask, this vaccination is safe? Yes, vaccination is safe and effective. The vaccination, which vaccine is now introduced into our country, it's now a very safe and effective way to prevent disease and save lives more than ever. Today there are vaccines available to protect against at least these diseases, 20 diseases such as diphtheria, tetanus. So we can use this vaccination to save our life. So what today we are talking about some common human disease. So we have discussed about the corona also, and preventive measure you can take. So you can wash your hand wash. So this will help you out to overcome with some infection. So we were talking about the chickenpox. We have talked about the pathogen, the mode of transmission, incubation period. Now symptoms we were talking about, and this fever, headache, and loss of appetite is the first symptom of this disease. And dark red color rash on the back and chest, which is spread on the whole body. Later rashes changes into vesicles, and after a few days these vesicles start drying up and scabs are formed, and these scabs start falling. So there is no vaccine against chickenpox as yet, but precautions must be taken as follows. The patient should be kept in isolation. Clothing and utensils used by the patient should be sterilized. Fallen scabs should be collected and burned. One attack of chickenpox gives lifelong immunity to the person recovered from this disease. So measles pathogen, the mode of transmission and incubation period, we are talking about virus. Rubella is used in is the main pathogen in measles, and mode of transmission by air, and incubation period is 3 to 5 days. And what are the symptoms of this disease is common cold, appearances of small white patches in mouth and throat, appearance of rashes on the body, and what prevention and cure we can do. The patient should be kept in an isolation. Cleanliness should be maintained, and antibiotic check only the secondary infection, which can easily recur. We can talk about the poliomyelitis. So poliovirus is the main pathogen, and mode of transmission is virus enters inside the body through food or water, and incubation period is 7 to 14 days. The virus multiplies in intestinal cells and then reaches the brain through blood. It damages brain and nerves and causes infantile paralysis, stiffness of neck, loss of head support. What could be the prevention and cure of polio vaccine drop are given to children at certain intervals, and pulse polio program is always organized in our country to give polio vaccine to the children. Rabies, also called hydrophobia, pathogen rabies, virus, bite by a rabbit mode of transmission is bite by a rabbit dog. An incubation period is 10 days to 1 to 3 months, depending upon the distance of bite from central nervous system, that is the brain or the spinal cord. What are the symptoms? Severe headache and high fever, painful contraction of muscles of throat and chest, choking and fear of water leading to death. Prevention and cure for this disease is compulsory immunization of dogs, killing of rabid animals, and anti-rabies injections or oral doses are given to the person bitten by a rabid animal. Hepatitis B virus pathogen is the main carrier of this disease. Is hepatitis. The mode of transmission mainly through contaminated water, and incubation period is generally 15 to 160 days. So what are the symptoms of this disease? It's body ache, loss of appetite and nausea, eyes and skin become yellowish, urine deep yellow in color, and enlarged liver. So what kind of prevention and cure we can do? Hepatitis B vaccine is available in India, and proper hygiene is to be observed and avoid taking grip fat rich substances. So we are talking about the different type of disease, the disease caused by viruses. Now we are there are certain more disease which you can study in your lesson is influenza and the dengue. Dengue is also an acute fever caused by virus. It is of two type, like dengue fever, hemorrhagic, and on simple dengue fever. So how does this spread? It's spread through the bite of an infected Aedes mosquito. The transmission of disease occurs through when a mosquito bites an infected person and subsequently bites a healthy person. In doing so, it transmits blood containing the virus to a healthy person, and the person become infected with dengue. The first symptom of the disease occur about 5 to 7 days after the infected bite. And what are the what is the incubation period? It's averages to 4 to 6 days with a range of 3 to 14 days. And what is the diagnosis for this disease is made through blood test and scanning for antibodies against dengue virus. In addition, the blood platelet counts also get drastically reduced in the infected person. So the symptoms is onset of high fever, severe headache, joint pains, and pain behind the eyes, and nausea sometimes, and in normal dengue fever. But if it is hemorrhagic means it's an acute infection viral disease. It is in an advanced stage of dengue fever. It is characterized by the fever during the initial phase, and other symptoms like headache, pain in the eye, joint pain and muscle pain, followed by the sign of bleeding, red tiny spots on the skin, and bleeding from the nose and gums. So what could be the prevention and cure for this? Avoid water stagnation, for more than 72 hours, and prevent mosquito bleeding. Breathing is in stored water bodies like ponds and swells, and destroy discarded objects like old tires and bottle as they collect and store rainwater. Use mosquito repellents and wear long sleeved clothes to curtail exposure and avoid outdoor activities. And patients suffering from dengue fever must be isolated for at least 5 days. What is that treatment for the same? For there's no specific treatment for dengue fever. Person with dengue fever should rest and drink plenty of fluid. And dengue hemorrhagic fever is treated by replacing lost fluid, and some patient need blood transfusion to control bleeding. So have we talked about the diseases caused by the virus, and we have in text question also there, and you can answer those questions and you can prepare yourself for the examination. So disease is caused by the bacteria. It's tuberculosis, a bacterium, mycobacterium tuberculosis, and mode of transmission is through airborne discharge through sputum and cough and sneeze of the infected person. Then incubation period is about 2 to 10 weeks, which the bacteria produces a toxin tuberculin. So what are the symptoms? Like persistent fever and coughing, chest pain, and blood comes out with the sputum, general weakness. And what are the prevention and cure? Isolation of patient to avoid the spread of infection, and BCG vaccination is given to children as a preventive measure. Living rooms should be airy, neat, and with clear surrounding. Clean surrounding, the antibiotic can be administered as a treatment. Typhoid is also a bacterial disease, a bacillus rod-shaped bacterium Salmonella typhi. Mode of transmission through contaminated food and water, and the incubation period is about 1 to 3 weeks, and the symptoms: fever, headache, reddish rashes, and extreme cases ulcer may rupture, resulting in a death of the patient. So prevention and cure: anti-typhoid inoculation should be given, and avoid taking exposed food and drink like outside, the cold drinks, the juices from the outside should be avoided, and proper sanitation and cleanliness should be maintained, and proper disposal of excreta of the patient. And same antibiotic can be administered as a treatment. So cholera, it often breaks out among people in crowded areas and areas with a poor sanitary condition, which cholera disease causative agent for this disease is coma-shaped bacterium Vibrio cholerae, and mode of transmission through the food and water, contaminated food and water. Housefly is also the carrier, and incubation period 6 hours to 2 to 3 days. And symptoms include acute diarrhea and watery stool, muscular cramps, loss of mineral through urine, and dehydration leads to death. So prevention and care, you can say cholera vaccination should be given, electrolytes dissolved in water should be given to the patient to check dehydration, proper washing and cooking of food, proper disposal of vomit, and inhuman excreta. Flies should not be allowed to sit on eatables and utensils. Diphtheria is also caused by the bacteria. It's a rod-shaped bacterium. Corneobacterium diphtheria. Mode of transmission through air, and incubation period is 2 to 4 days. And the same symptoms like slight fever, sore throat, and general indisposition, and oozing of semi-solid material in the throat, which develops into a tough membrane. The membrane may cause clogging and blocking of air passages, resulting in a death. These are some of the diseases caused by the bacteria. Now, some of the disease may be left by me because the shortage of time. We have to cover type of disease caused by the protozoans also. Malaria is a malarial parasite. Different species of Plasmodium is the causative agent, and mode of transmission by bite of female Anopheles mosquito, and incubation period approximately 12 days. And symptoms include headache, nausea, muscular pain, feeling of chilliness and shivering, and the patient become weak and anemic. If not treated properly, secondary complication may lead to death. So prevention and cure you can do is like fitting of double door and windows in the house to prevent entry of mosquitoes, and use of mosquito net and mosquito repellents. No water should be allowed to collect in ditches or other open spaces to prevent mosquito breeding. So it's sprinkling of kerosene oil in the ditches or other open spaces where water gets collected. It helps to avoid the contact of mosquitoes into the water. So anti-malarial drugs to be taken, and this is one of the disease caused by the protozoan. And one more disease we have heard about, the fularesis, filarial worm, and the mode of transmission is bites of mosquito. What are the symptoms like fever, collection of endothelial cells and metabolites in the wall of lymph vessels, swelling takes place in certain part of the body like legs, breast and scrotum, and swelling of legs which appear as a leg of elephant. So this is disease is also called as elephantensis. We have talked about the some communicable disease. In next session we will talk about the non-communicable disease. In this non-communicable disease, as I have told you, the non-communicable disease are those diseases which doesn't affect the healthy person from affected person actually. So the diabetes and cardiovascular disease are some of the non-communicable disease. Thank you.